So, yeah, I bet getting back to the time change and everything, oh, I bet that's a kick in the butt, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It really hasn't been too bad. The first years would have killed us more than anything. And I think the big thing with us yesterday or the day before was just the layovers we had. We flew to Honolulu, started at 9:50 at night, Honolulu time, and flew to Phoenix and got there about 6:15 in the morning, Phoenix time. And then we had a 5.5 layover in Phoenix. That just kills you when you been going all night, you really don't sleep much on the plane, and then take off to Denver, and got into Denver about 3:15, I guess it was, Denver time, and by the time we got through the airport, got our luggage, got taken back to the motel to pick up our vehicle, we didn't get out of there till I think it was around 4:30, sometime in there, so made a comment, then late night, a late day, when you've been up since Monday morning early, makes kind of a long episode without any sleep, so then you hit the heat here, doesn't help matters any.
Yeah, speaking of the weather, how was the weather over in Hawaii compared to Nebraska?
Well, it's pretty nice this year. The last couple of years it's been awfully humid over there, and this year it misted, this is their dry season, and it misted or rained on us every day, and just off and on throughout the day, a mist come through, and temperatures in the, low 80s to mid 80s, and, like I say, cloudy quite a bit of the time, so that sun there just beats down on you a lot harder than what it is here, when it's out, but overall, it was, weather-wise, we couldn't ask for anything any better.
Could have brought some of that rain back with you, pocketed some of that and brought it back, because darn well we need it.
Yeah, we're past it. I tell you what, from here all the way to California, it's dry. You just didn't see much green at all. And so it's not just us. It's just all the way through. And then south is basically the same way.
All right. I ask you this every year. How many years have you been doing this now, taking a team to Hawaii?
Well, we started in 2000. Yeah, year 2000. I think the year before 9/11. And then I think we've missed, I believe, 3 years in between there. When COVID hit, we didn't go that first year, 2 years ago there, and then we had a screw-up where they sold the company, and the guy ended up going broke, and we were at our last practice, and that got called off. And then I think maybe there's one other time we did make it for some other reason, but it's been a pretty good trek for us. We've been there, around 17 years or so, and we've always had pretty good success over there, Competition varies from year to year, and the number of players that you have, and so on and so forth. But our kids stepped out, represented Nebraska well, and played very well over there.
And a little different situation from last year to this year. They still had some restrictions with last year playing, didn't they?
Well, yeah, they wouldn't let us in Kamehameha High School, and they wouldn't let any outsiders at all in their schools, and so we had to play out in the park on grass, and that was a different experience for everybody pretty much, and but it worked out pretty well, and our kids stepped up and adjusted to it, and most of them played barefooted, and we managed to, we had two teams last year also, and the one team ended up winning it, so we were glad to be able to get inside this year, and our two practices that we had over there, we normally just have one practice, and again, it was a situation there dealing with bus drivers to take people around, tourists and everything, and so we didn't have bus drivers to get us to the high school to practice in, so we practiced for two practices. We had first hour was on the beach in sand, and then we went back to the park where we played last year and practiced for another hour, and the second day rolled around, and they kind of had the same routine set up, but most of the coaches did not want to do that. They just wanted to stay with the one practice on grass due to the heat and sand and everything, so we just had the one practice then, and ended up playing in on Saturday, and played all day on that one.
This group this year, it sounds like, did pretty well, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, we had 15 girls who went, so we had two teams, and the one team we had were pretty much Sandhills Bedford girls, and our other team was, basically kind of area players. We had Lexi Quinn from McCook, Avery McConville from Southwest, and then we had three girls from Juanita. We had the two Cox sisters, and then Gracie Goings. And then from Gothenburg, we had three girls. We had Emily Cornwell, Clara Everett, and this is the last name I'm probably going to butcher, but it's Kara Waskowiak, I believe is how that's pronounced. And so those are all pretty good players. Of course, the Gothenburg girls were state runner-ups last year in C1. So that's some pretty fair ball players. You didn't have, you know, a whole lot of size, really, compared to some teams over there. But Peyton Cox was our biggest player at 5'11". Then we had about three that were about 5'9". So, but they played very well and skill-wise. And Emily is an excellent libero. And then the Everett girl hits out of the middle at 5'9", and she played very well, hit the ball there. And then the rest of our kids really, you know, stepped up and really played well. I thought Alexis Quinn really stepped up from when I'd seen her in JV ball this past season, and she didn't play any varsity ball at all. And she played very well, hit the ball well, and played back row defense for us and served well. And Avery McConville did a good job for us on the outside and got some kills for us, and also had some secondary sit that got kills for us. So overall, we're really pleased with the effort we got out of kids. And of course, the Cox sisters both set. They run a 6'2", and that's what we ran on that team. And then the Goins girl is 5'7", and she hits the ball well and passes the ball well. And everybody on our team, I was able to call serves and place the ball pretty well, and that definitely helped us out a lot.
I take it, as always, some pretty tough competition over there.
Well, you know, it varies. You see some very good players and some the other way. And, you know, it just varies, like I say, from year to year. But you run into size. The one coaching down here in Crowley County, Kansas, they were national runner-ups last year. He had a couple of his freshman recruits over there. And then he had a gal from Manselma Myrna, who's 5'11", center hitter. And their biggest player is a lefty that was 6'1", and he hit her on the outside. And so that was probably, we played them the first round of tournament, and were actually, that probably should have been probably the championship match. They lost the first set. They're in the same pool as our other team, and they lost the first set to them, and that cost them dearly. And then we stepped up and served the ball well and just played very well against them and knocked them out of the tournament, so they ended up playing for third. And the other team we played, I can't remember where they were from. I know their coach is from Florida, and another college coach. And we just, both teams just kind of struggled. I think everybody was tired, just kind of ran out of gas. And, had a lot of unforced errors, but we managed to still win by 8 points in the first set. In the second set, we struggled and was behind a big share of the set all the way through, and managed to get ahead at the end and pull it out. So just pleased with our effort, and the job the kids really played well together. And, you know, we didn't have anybody that, you know, was just an outstanding special type player. We just had everybody that really contributed well, and our centers did a good job of moving the ball around, so kind of kept everybody in a guessing game on the defense side.
Did you have a chance against something different from the last couple of years with COVID, the sites and sightseeing, stuff like that? Did that kind of loosened up for this year's group?
Well, they really changed things over there. You got to have reservations on a lot of stuff. And we normally take the girls to Hananama Bay to go snorkeling all the time. And you've got to get on the computer. You got to register online. And that's been a nightmare. Well, it was last year especially. But they limit the number that they take in there in one day. And then, of course, with the practices, 2 days of practices that we had and playing, you know, it really knocks out your time to be able to do things that you'd like to do. And we got our kids we had 25 in our group that went to Pearl Harbor the last day we were there. And we did that in the morning since we all were leaving that evening and night. So that worked out pretty good for us. And then we had, you know, individual players and that did some things on their own. They managed to, you know, you just can't take a large group somewhere. You can get maybe 2 to 5 in a group, and that's about the size of it. So it kind of limits you on that. But, you know, we had a few parents along and grandparents, so they were able to take kids, you know, some special places for them and get them in where we couldn't get the large group in. So everything worked out fine. I think the kids had a great time, and I really enjoyed it over there.
You've mentioned that you and Coach Wilson, this was going to be your final team. Does that still hold true, or are you kind of maybe tossing it around maybe for next year?
Well, the first thing Coach Wilson said to me afterwards, when we were heading back to the hotel after the games, he said, "We're coming back next year." And I said, "I don't know." said, well, we got to defend our title. I said, well, yeah, I guess that's true. That's what we said a year ago, and said that was going to be our last. We said, no, we got to go back and defend our title. So I guess right now we're trying to think about going back again next year, and already had a mother call me this afternoon and wants her daughter to go with us. So I'm pretty sure we're going to try and make it again if everything holds up and we're able to get there.
So once again, this is for kids that are still in high school. If you've graduated, or can you take if you're out of high school a year or two, or it's just mainly high school kids?
Oh no, you can take basically what you kind of see more than anything are kids that are going to be sophomores or seniors or have just graduated. And we had one of the gals from Stanhill Stedford that just graduated this past year, so she went with us. Age wise, she was all right. And they're pretty flexible on things. And then, of course, with the COVID deal, a year ago, you know, 2 years ago there, we had some kids last year who were supposed to go the year before and, you know, weren't able to, but they, you know, let them go last year then, even if they were, you know, a year over. So that worked out pretty well. And so there's quite a bit of flexibility in there in what you can do and what you can't do. So it kind of runs. You'll see a few that are going to be freshmen maybe. And we had like one or two of those from the Sandhills Thetford group. But those kids are pretty decent athletes. They have some very good track athletes and that. So